The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Another hour, hopefully, where you will learn something, have a little fun, exchange. Well, we don't exchange bodily fluids here. We exchange mental fluids. It's a good thing. We have to exchange.
Where did that come from?
Ideas.
Yeah. Ew.
Because a lot of people talk about that. Yeah, it is kind of ew. But it doesn't. The mental ideas being exchanged is just the opposite of that. That was the presentation I was trying to make, Richie. Get you to think about things in a different perspective. Richie, Jennifer, and a lady that I have great respect for. She will not remember, and why would she? I talked to this lady, I don't know how many years ago. I remembered the conversation. I'm chuckling because whenever Richie always likes to take apart my introductions to people, because sometimes he thinks I stick my foot in my mouth.
Wow.
As I praise someone, I might do it not necessarily
in a backhanded way, intending to.
All right, so how do I best present this lady? She is 61 years old, and people say, you're never supposed to tell how old a woman is.
Get ready, ma'am. Here it comes.
This is something I'm extraordinarily fascinated by, women of all ages who accomplish things that are physically demanding, physically difficult. And so this lady, her name is Diana Nyad. She is a legendary swimmer. She has been all of her life attempting and breaking world records. So the fact that at the age of 61, she is going to, I'm not going to say she's attempting to, I am saying right now for the world to hear, she will swim 103 miles from Cuba to Florida. It will take her 60 hours to do it. Now, think about this. No matter what your age, no matter who you are, swimming in the waters that are shark-infested.
Yeah, what about sharks?
From Cuba to Florida, Diana is still holder of the world record for the longest ocean swim, 102.5 miles from the Bahamas to Florida back in 1978. And in 79, she set her world record from the Bahamas to Florida. She didn't swim a stroke for 30 years after that. And I wonder why that is. Diana, hi.
Doug, I'm just curious what the backhanded part of that was. That was all very, very positive.
Nice, huh?
He got
very,
out of it clean, Diana.
I was going to...
Hi, Jennifer, Rich, Doug.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
I just think that that there is something very special about you and women. I remember we had, Torres on, didn't we, Richie?
Dana Torres, yeah.
Dara. But she's 20 years younger than you are.
Dara Torres, let's just set this straight right off. Honestly, I'm a sports journalist, love sports, have covered sports all my life, you know, thrilled to them every day. I don't think, honestly, there is an athlete on this planet right now, including Michael Phelps, including, you know, what was Tiger Woods, what was Roger Federer. There isn't an athlete on this planet who is a freak of nature and more of an anomaly and a genius at sport than Dara Torres. That's just impossible. And I'm sure you know that besides the many, many Olympic Games she's been through, now in her mid-40s going for London next year again, she took off 2 Olympic Games, one to have a child and one in retirement. She would be up to her 7th Olympic Games coming this London. She's just she was born to do what she does. She's an absolutely, you know, she's a specimen.
She is. So why is it, Diana, I didn't point out that you were a very well-known journalist in terms of sport. Why is it that people pay more attention to women who do this sort of thing? And I say this in the most positive way because it bothers me a little bit that women have been treated differently and not always kindly by the sport press and by people in general. If someone is accomplished like Dara Torres or Diana Nyad, then people say, wow, look at, she's a woman. It's like there's something different to this. This is an accomplishment that rates all kinds of accolades. And is it due more attention because you are women?
You know, I don't think so, really, in the end. I mean, we could go on with a long analysis of, you know, why women have not been covered in sport. But, You know, when it comes to doing, you know, really unique, undoable things by all people, as you said before, I mean, I challenge any 25-year-old, male or female, to get on the beach in Havana and swim this long, long, somewhat treacherous way,
yeah.
You know, all the way over to Florida. It doesn't matter what your gender, age is. So, you know, it's like something you barely need to promote. All you need is throw out there, and for anybody who doesn't have any idea, you know, what swimming is about or what the currents here are, all you have to say is to swim 100 miles in the open ocean. Anybody can appreciate that that must be, you know, it would be like, you know, someone 100 years ago saying, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. And it's just there. You don't even have to say much more about it. But I think that, you know, when you look through the years of, you know, the truly great champions, you know, whether it's Mark Spitz on the male side, you know, or it's Annika Sorenstam on the female side, when someone is that good at what they do and that dedicated to what they do and doing things that, you know, just are obvious achievements that no one else has ever done, I think the public turns toward females as well as they do males, even in the sports arena. I really do.
I'm more supportive of women because I love the whole idea of women's athletics. I love the idea of strong women physically and emotionally and mentally. I think it somehow goes all together. And the spiritual component here as well, thinking about what you have to cook. You've got to do something to not only prepare yourself physically, but to be in the ocean for 60 hours. What the heck are you doing? Never mind, again, your body. What are you doing to your mind or in your mind?
Well, yeah, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, you know, they go together. They're tethered together. When your body is feeling well, it's sort of like a boxer. Not that I've ever boxed, but I've interviewed plenty of boxers. And, you know, they say that after a year's training in the Poconos and they step into the ring in Las Vegas, that, you know, they feel like the king of the world. And, you know, it's going to be a 10-round fight. They say, come on, bring it on. Make it a 40-round fight. I don't care. You know, but once they get clocked and once the legs are dead and they can barely lift their arms up anymore and somebody's coming at them with a ferocious left hook, they go back whimpering to the corner saying, I can't do it. Somebody stop the fight. I'm in a daze. Well, that's because physically, you know, the mental went down with the physical. So here, I'm sitting here right now talking to you, saying that this thing may happen next week. We hope. We're waiting for the weather. And, you know, I feel great. I've trained for 2 years.
What is your training routine consist?
Let me just finish this thought.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm in monstrous shape. You know, honestly, I just never in my 20s was I in this kind of shape. I feel like, you know, if I were with the three of you right now, I could stand up and literally walk through the studio wall if you've got there. But, you know, talk to me after the 40th hour or the 50th hour when I've been throwing my guts up and when I've lost a lot of weight and I'm starting to feel cold. Am I going to talk like this and with all this braggadocio? No, I'm going to be that whimpering boxer who says, how am I going to make it? How am I going to make it to the end? So mental is, you're right. It's right up there with the physical. And when I go off, I just have to say to myself, no matter what happens, and I've got people on my boat to try to talk me through it. If you feel like you've got to quit, that you just don't have a stroke left in you, well, guess what? Take one stroke. Don't think of the big picture. Take five strokes. See if you can get up from that low valley you're in and climb back up to feeling a little bit better and mentally. You know, the will is going to be everything with this thing. It's going to be all about the will.
I was just wondering about that because, you know, let's say you're a runner. And you're getting just to the point where you can't go anymore. And you say, see that intersection up there or that car up there? I'll go that far.
Yeah.
And then I'll pick a new goal. But when you're out in the middle of open water, there are no landmarks to really set your, like, okay, I can just go this far and then I'll see what I am. I'll just go this far. With the exception of just time or, you know, if you happen to pass a bunch of Cubans in a 53 Buick that are trying to make it to the same place you are, you can say, I'll make it that far. But how do you motivate yourself when there is nothing to really set marks by when you're out there?
Well, no, there are. There's just, you know, it's not a visual. You're definitely in a state of sensory deprivation. You're not seeing much. You're turning your head almost 60 times a minute. You've sort of vaguely see a boat over there to your left so you can go straight. Mm. You're not hearing much. You've got these tight caps on so that, you know, your head stays warm. But, you know, you have milestones, you know, as you say, but they're just not visual. But you have the counting of strokes or, you know, one more minute or something. I know all I can do is stop focusing on the big picture, which would be like life in general. It's like a little microcosm of life, you know. The big goal is to make it all the way across, and I'm afraid that 60 might be an underestimate of what it's going to take. I always thought that was about right, and lately we're talking to a lot of different people about the particular lay of the Gulf Stream right now. You know, it might take more than 60, and I just can't care about that big picture.
Wow.
I can't keep thinking, oh, my God, I'm, you know, it's almost 60 hours. Why aren't I there yet? When I look up, why don't I see the lights? Why don't I see the palm trees? I just got to get through that minute that I'm on right then, and think of things to sing, think of things to count, think of things to think about. You know, you go through almost like being on a shrink's couch. You go through life. What is life about? What is your life about? You get kind of trippy out there because you've got your thoughts, much more so than running or climbing or riding a bike. You are just alone with your thoughts.
And everything has to work. Diana Nyad is here. She is the world-famous swimmer that is going to attempt, I said not attempt, is she's going to be successful.
Thank you.
In doing, well, I'm setting up this image in my mind of talking to you after you get back about what you experienced as you accomplished this great feat. Who's around you to support you? Who's there that's helping Diana and I? Who's talking to you? What's the team like, the Team Nyad like?
Yeah, Team Nyad has developed into a sort of a world-class group. I mean, nobody is getting paid. Nobody's getting rich on this. We are just, you know, raising every dollar we can to get it done. But I've got a crew of close to 40 people. Now, some of those are the actual boat people running the boats, but it's a flotilla of four large boats and a one smaller boat that goes next to me with, you know, shark protection team and my personal handlers who know, you know, a lot about nutrition and psychology. And we've got the boat drivers and navigators. This is 103 miles as the crow flies.
Right.
So, you know, what are the chances of that? You know, you're going to be going over there for a while and over there for I've got a whole group of medical doctor, you know, who knows a lot about Portuguese men of war stings. You know, there are a lot of eccentric things that happen on a thing like this. And you got to get it all
And you've never considered yourself eccentric? This is really, I find you, and this is the way I like to tell stories, who's around that can inspire people to do things? The people that sit around and complain at the age, whatever age you are. Listen to this story from this woman and what she's doing. You have children?
You know, I don't. I have three children who are very close in my life, my nephew and two others now who are 14 and 12. And I think the point for me in life is even if you don't have your own children, you know, reach out to whatever children you know and make sure.
Yeah, well, I wondered if they were saying, Mom, you're crazy. Or do they say, Auntie, whatever they call you, you're nuts. What are you doing?
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, it's not like that. Young people don't have that perspective. They feel awe about it. It's more older people my age who would think, you know, what are you doing?
Right.
Young people are like, you know, wow, that's cool. Tell me more about it. Older people are like, are you sure? Are you sure you want to put yourself through this?
Yeah, when you walk by a swimming pool, do you just laugh a little to yourself?
Well, Jennifer, it is funny because people say to me, you should come over and train in my pool. I got a big old pool in the backyard. You know?
Check out the website, Diana Nyad, DianaNyad.com. Best of luck. Call us when you
need a report.
Cut back. We need to have that report. We'll be thinking about you Diana.
Thanks so much for having me, you guys. Have
Happy
a great day.
You too.
You too.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Here it comes.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Here it comes.
And you knew where you were.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Two of them living, kissing. Norman Lear's birthday is today, as we get started with our birthdays for this Wednesday, the 27th of July. Norman Lear, born this date 1922, got an Emmy for All in the Family 4 times. But this guy was responsible for Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, the Nancy Walker Show, the Jeffersons, Fernwood Tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on and on and on.
I remember Fernwood Tonight.
You don't remember that?
No, or the other one you just said. What was the one before?
But the Jeffersons?
Before the Jeffersons.
Nancy Walker Show.
Yeah, don't know that one.
Yeah,
either.
If you saw, looked her up, you could.
Yeah, you would know Nancy Walker.
You'd see a short little.
Yeah, it wasn't a big show, but you would know her.
No. Right, exactly. All right, so happy birthday to Norman Lear, anyway. Next up, Jerry Van Dyke, who is Luther on Coach. Is Dick Van Dyke's brother. Short. He also was in My Mother, the Car. Let's see, he was in Accidental Family. And what's the show he's been in most recently? I'm trying to remember it, and I can't.
Yeah, he was on something.
Yeah, he's been in.
He's a funny guy, man. Yeah. If you look up on YouTube some of his old stand-up routines, really, really funny guy.
Yeah.
I mean, some funny stuff.
Right. All right, let's see if we can celebrate birthday of John Plachette, who was Richard Avery on Knott's Landing. 69 today. You'd recognize him if you saw him, I'm guessing, right? Along with, who else? James Victor, the actor, you'd recognize him. Barbara Ferris, you'd recognize Barbara. Yep, right. So happy birthday to Mr. Plachette. Bobby Gentry's music.
Love this.
Grammy Award winning singer for this song, Ode to Billy Joel.
No. Billy Joe.
I said Billy Joe.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I did. You're going to pay for today.
I said Ode to Billy Joel.
Yeah. All I Have to Do is Dream, another one of the songs. That was with Glenn Campbell. Never had a lick of sense. Anyway, most people just remember her for this. Born this date, 1944, makes her 67 today. Peggy Fleming, the Olympic Hall of Fame gold medalist as a figure skater. Is in the Ice Follies, Holiday on Ice, worked for ABC, born in the States, 1948. She's in the International Women's Sports Hall of Fame. Director and actress Betty Thomas won an Emmy for her role in Hill Street Blues.
Better known as a director than an actor.
Lucy Bates,
actress.
Much better known. She became, after the show, she became one of the most prolific television directors that there is.
Movie, too.
And movies, yep. All right, so happy birthday to her.
Oh, can't you see them all?
Maureen McGovern, song from the Poseidon Adventure. Where's Chucker when we need him? Also sang a song called Different Worlds. Did pretty well. Born in the state, 1949. Yeah, so that means, do my math, 62, right? Is that right? Yeah. Michael Vaughn.
I heard my mom cry.
Guitarist for Paper Lace. Kind of a one-hit wonder.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is in and out as fast as going in and out of Philadelphia. You're in and out of this song and this guy's career. Born in the state, 1950, so 61. Roxanne Hart. Up next, Roxanne Hart was Camille in Chicago Hope 59 today.
Not Roxy Hart from Chicago.
No.
Different, no. Okay.
Yeah, right. Julian McMahon, Christian Troy on Nip Tuck 43 today. Donnie Yen, the martial art actor, born in the state 1963. Happy birthday to Al Simpson, the football player. It's 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Does your basement leak? Would your home withstand a flood? If you lived in the right kind of house, water wouldn't be a problem. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. As the U.S. grapples with flooding, one possible solution to a homeowner's woes is a floating house. In the Netherlands, people are living in them. These versatile homes are well-balanced structures with watertight foundations designed to rise as water levels change. And if you want to protect all those lovely tulips, that's no problem, as long as your flowers are planted in a floating garden. Just make sure it's hooked to your house so your yard stays where you want it and doesn't end up drifting next door. It's clear Holland is leading the way in thinking about what's possible as the seas rise. Some Dutch companies are even experimenting with floating roads. But you don't have to cross the Atlantic to see these amazing dwellings. Go to New Orleans, where award-winning architect Thom Main has designed some little homes with foam underbellies covered in glass-reinforced concrete. They can float in 12 feet of water, tethered in place by guideposts. At least in a flood, where the water isn't rushing by quickly, these raft-like structures have a chance. They're not designed to withstand a hurricane. The Make It Right Foundation is financing much of the urban renewal in the Lower Ninth Ward. On the organization's website, there's a map, lots of pictures, and other construction ideas that may help us all live in areas where the water rises. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Change at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I sort of rolling back a little bit, although this column appeared in a recent issue of Time magazine as we more and more focus. This is one of my pet peeves. If I have anything, I don't know, pet peeves, maybe pet project is better. I've had, each year I probably, and I don't deliberately do this, but there are four or five things that come to my attention that have we need to be a little more passionate in my mind about understanding what these issues are about. And certainly there's nothing at the moment that's more prominent than the football helmet thing and what the lack of having good support is doing for men who play football or boys who play football. Last week we talked a lot about the new eye exam, which, if done properly, you go have your eyes checked at a certain age in your life. If you're now able to use some of these new diagnostic tools, the ophthalmologist or optometrist, whatever it is, he looks in your eye, or she looks in your eye, and they can see into not only whether you have glaucoma and things that are bothering perhaps the blood vessels that feed your eye itself, but they can look further. And this study that was released at the Alzheimer's Association conference last week suggests that you can now find, using the right tools, whether a person early on is going to have the propensity to have dementia or Alzheimer's. Now, that's a good thing, and has brought us around to focusing more on what the problem is. And the amazing thing, I think I said, didn't I tell the story on the air on Monday, Richie, about meeting this fellow in the bar on Saturday night, and he was a football player, and he was talking about how great his son was, and I brought up the football.
You did.
And he didn't like it.
And he didn't want to talk about
it. No, he didn't want to talk about it at all. Okay. So let me read to you. You can comment, by the way, as well. 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. Right, Jennifer? You're monitoring that. Here's what was written in Time magazine. Concussions have become a major problem for football, from the high school level to the National Football League. These studies that are coming out show that retired NFL players who have suffered through their career multiple concussions exhibit dementia-like brain damage associated with high rates of depression, suicide, and memory loss pretty much when they get out of playing football? That is, immediately, what is the average age? 35, 36, 37? How long can you play?
Usually till about 35.
No,
40?
No.
How old is Brett Favre?
Brett Favre was, 42, but 42. He's a freak of nature. Most guys are out of the league by the time they're 27. I mean, on average, most guys are out of the league before they hit 30,
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I mean, the superstars, you know, they can stick around until they're in their 30s, but most guys are out of the league before they're 30.
Okay. So they're in at 20, out at 30, and by the time they're 30, they're showing
they're
a whole...
They're in at 22.
22, okay.
Yeah.
So they're showing a whole range of these problems. And then as these players live, if they live to be 50, most of them are developing Alzheimer's disease. The rate is four times higher than the national average among NFL players. What does that tell you? But there hasn't been any regulation of the one piece of equipment meant to protect a player from concussion, the helmet. Thanks to researchers at Virginia Tech, that's beginning to change. A team of engineers put together a system to rate football helmets based on their ability to reduce the risk of concussion. The score, from 0 to 5 stars, based on 8 years of data and the analysis of 1 million measured impacts. Sounds like a pretty significant study to me. They looked at 1 million helmet impacts. The bad news is that just one helmet, the Riddell Revolution Speed, earned the top 5-star grade. The Riddell VSR4 helmet, which is used by most pro players, received the worst rating. Now, you don't think this was part of the discussion in the solving of the NFL's so-called lockout? You don't think this is one of the things that they negotiated at the end, and they waited to file that suit until they had all of the other things pretty much agreed upon, and the owners were ready to sign, and then they sued them. And the owners didn't know what to do, except they had the agreement. And, by the way, how many billions of dollars are at stake if they don't play football in a season? There was no way they weren't going to agree. These guys were very smart. They put that thing in there, and all they really wanted was an acknowledgement, which really wasn't forthcoming. But through acknowledging, I guess, by saying they're going to take care of, they've set up a special, I don't know what do you call it, a plan to deal with the men who play football and get sick later in life. Now, I don't know what that means either, except to say that at least we're getting someplace with this. But this has been one of the national sort of, I don't know if it's a tragedy, but one of these things that you know gets swept under the rug. It shows you the power of the NFL. It shows you the power of football. When I talked to this guy in the bar last Saturday, he didn't want to hear it. And I started this discussion at Heidelberg, and they didn't want to hear it. I talked to a friend of mine in Texas. They don't want to hear it. Florida, Dr. Ken, says they don't want to hear it because so much of their social thread is built around high school and college football.
Yeah, it's heart of small towns, that's
right.
For sure.
So what does that say? The heart of small towns, based on all of these people didn't know it before, it was just kind of good, healthy exercise, good for my kid. Now, we all know this. So, somebody called me a dirtbag the other day because I said on the air that I thought that parents who understood and knew what this was all about and they still allowed or encouraged their children to play these rough sports, soccer, football, hockey, wrestling, boxing, I think parents that allow their children to do that or encourage them are irresponsible. We had this big discussion a couple of weeks ago whether or not parents of fat children should have the fat children taken away from them, and the answer is no. And I don't think that parents who have kids that are involved in these sorts of sports ought to have them taken away or even come close to that consideration. But my God, man, what kind of a life do you want for your child? What is there about this? You're telling everybody, my kid, look what a great football player is. Is that more important than him having a good, long, healthy life? Because these studies are piling up. And you're going to find more football players than not are having problems. And this fellow, I guess, I don't know that much about football. So when he pointed out that the different places on the line subject you to different sorts of punishment, I guess that makes sense. If you're going to get hit on every play, your chances of having a concussion, getting your head notched, a lot better than if you're on the outside.
Well, if you get hit like a lineman, they'll get hit, but it's at low speed. It's direct, you know.
Right.
But a receiver or a cornerback or something like that, they're cruising. Yeah. These guys are going 100 miles an hour, and then bam. But I remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, a guy that played for the 49ers, his name was Steve Wallace, and everybody used to laugh at him because he had had three or four concussions and had rigged a helmet up where he took a larger helmet than the one he was wearing and put a helmet over his helmet. So he actually took the outside casing of a helmet and then glued it on top of his helmet. So he, in a sense, had a double helmet. And anybody who knows anything about, you know, as a football fan will remember this guy. And they used to crack up. And now it's like, oh, this guy knew it back in the late 80s and early 90s. And he knew what was coming. I mean, he's, you know, to this point, okay. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the comments
here. He's only 46 now, so.
From these various people and what folks are saying about what other people are saying. Sports science, here's something interesting, has helped dispel the myths of concussions. The NFL have been one of the leading professional sports to address the problem. They have instituted policies that somewhat conservatively limit players who get concussed. The testing, understanding, and treatment for concussions is largely due to proactive NFL safety concerns. What a load of crap. You think the NFL cares about anything but the money? Really and truly. Now, they may care about this because it will impact them.
Listen, the longer their players can play and not get hurt, the more money they make.
Yeah, right.
But do they want the hits and stuff? They absolutely do because it keeps the game exciting.
Yeah.
It's like hockey, watching hockey for the fights.
All right. So that it's the same as the gladiators. How are we any better than the Romans? We aren't.
Like.
We talk about ourselves as being this really refined.
Yeah, does anybody watch NASCAR really to watch the guys go around?
No, they
want to
watch
around.
The cars crash.
Sure.
Right. Exactly. So I guess maybe what we have here, the hypocrisy, is that we are, you know, we talk a good game, pardon the pun, about successfully protecting the kids, you know, involved sports is good for you, blah, 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 blah. But when it gets right down to really delivering, and the delivery requires a new kind of helmet, everybody's gone because it costs a lot of money. They're very expensive, these good...
They put a lot of technology into this stuff, and it costs them more money to lose a franchise player than it does to create new helmets, trust me.
Yeah.
They are interested in trying to preserve their money, which is the player, and anything they can do to help that guy stay on the field for another year or two, they're definitely interested in doing that.
Yeah, you know, but what this reminds me of, though, is the same this when Rumsfeld decided on his own that he was not going to appropriate or have appropriated the $700,000 a unit for the MRAP vehicles that could have saved 4,000 lives in Iraq. 4,000 lives could have been saved if we'd have spent $700,000 for these MRAPs instead of, I think, 75 or 80 for the average Humvee. So he decided on his own that the lives of American men and women weren't as valuable as the $700,000 MRAP vehicle. So that's why 4,000, that's the only reason 4,000 people get killed in Iraq. Because we, I don't have anything to do with this guy. Because he decided on his own, until the president woke up to it. Somebody finally said to him one day, you know what's going on over there? And Bush, in his usual fine style, said, huh? So somebody explained what was going on. He called up Rumsfeld. And to his credit, it was the end of his relationship with Rumsfeld. You know that Rumsfeld and Cheney don't speak to Bush now. They don't talk to him. And it's Rumsfeld got fired, got thrown out of there, because somebody, whether Bush or somebody around him, realized that this was wrong, and it was there were political liabilities to it for sure. But what did Bush care? He was already in the second term. He didn't care. He actually realized that what had gone on in the name of the war in Iraq cost 10 times more lives than it should have because they didn't build the MRAPs. So, it's, you know, back around to the same thing. Is the NFL any different than government? Not a bit. They're interested in the bottom line. The owners want to make a lot of money. They'll make a lot of money this season. So what? You know what? Remember, when who was it that told us this? There was a insurance study done, and it was actually figured by an insurance company for one of the car manufacturers cheaper to pay the suits because the Pinto blew up or whatever it was than to fix it.
Same thing with Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and all them. Or Diet Pepsi, it's actually not.
What?
Zero calories. It's actually got like 4 or 5 calories in it, but it's cheaper for them to pay the penalties and get the extra sales than to change the branding.
It's amazing. We are really a crazy. We are a crazy.
It's a little
bunch.
Backwards sometimes.
A little bit crazy. Speaking of things that are good, is this crazy or not? You can reach your customers, your clients, with a message from the text message marketing folks at CaptainEmail.com. If you want a great marketing tool that is really great at cutting through all of the media baloney that's out there, you need to learn how to use this. And the best way to learn is to see a free trial. If you text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131, keyword Doug, to short code 313131, see how fast this thing will work. This text message marketing will deliver your message to your clients and your prospects very quickly, and it's very easy and very inexpensive. So get the free trial, see how it works. Text to Doug to 313131.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Planning delicious, affordable, and nutritious meals for your family every day can be a challenge. The solution? Recipe.com, a new magazine and website with over 20,000 recipes and coupons for grocery stores in your area. Chef Colombe Jacobson, host of FoodNetwork.com's Conscious Cooking, has more.
Recipe.com is a new magazine and website from the publishers of Better Homes and Gardens, Ladies Home Journal, and Family Circle. It provides families with a trusted, friendly kitchen companion that helps them serve quick, easy, and delicious meals while also saving money. The recipes come from food experts, best-selling cookbooks, magazines like Food and Wine, The Food Channel, Tyler Florence, and other chefs. With Recipe.com, it's easy to search through 20,000 recipes to find the perfect one, and then find coupons and specials for the ingredients at your local grocery store. It's a great way to save time and money.
Coupons and specials are updated multiple times daily. For more information, visit www.recipe.com.
Is there a need for a sarcasm font on your computer? I want to look into that, Rich. Do a study on that. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Sealing the deal, as in debt ceiling, and there is no deal yet. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. You've heard the expression, so far, so good? Well, when it comes to this debt issue, it's so far, no good. Some of the latest developments include Democrat Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, saying the plan to raise the debt ceiling from House Republicans is dead on arrival in the Senate. Or, to put it another way, and say it three times,
Democrats will not vote for it. Democrats will not vote for it. Democrats will not vote for it.
I guess Democrats won't vote for it. Senator Reid adds that he believes the Tea Party is in the driver's seat for Republicans in the House. Additionally, we had a statement yesterday from the White House Office of Management and Budget saying there is strong opposition to House Speaker John Boehner's plan, with a presidential veto threatened. Now, where and when does the American public factor into all of this? Well, plenty of voters tried to make their opinions known yesterday, with the phone system of the House of Representatives flooded with calls. The high volume of emails being sent to lawmakers' websites, causing some of those sites to respond with server-busy messages. And here's some of what voters are saying about this bickering, squabbling, posturing stalemate in Washington.
It's frustrating. I am continually flummoxed by the fact that we're just two parties so divided and can't come together.
Others say, even with time running out, something will happen right before next Tuesday's debt deadline.
They'll approve at the last minute, just like football. You knew it was going to get fixed. It got fixed.
Speaking of football and that new NFL labor deal, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft had this message for our elected officials in Washington.
I hope we gave a little lesson to the people in Washington, because the debt crisis is a lot easier to fix than this deal was.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, we're introducing the Battery Tender Battery Chargers at your local Sears Auto Center at a hot price. Plus, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes, with special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
A down day on Wall Street. The Dow off 92 points yesterday to 12,501. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices up 39 cents a barrel to $99.59. The Postal Service proposing the establishment of something called village post offices. These operations would be run by local businesses. The word about these new retail outlets comes as the Postal Service conducts studies of more than 3,500 post office branches nationwide. A good number of those could be shut down. Changes ahead for Happy Meals. McDonald's promising to revamp the popular kids' meal beginning in September. The redesigned Happy Meals would automatically include apple slices, even though only 11% of customers have chosen the optional fruit since 2004 when it was introduced. The change would reduce the calorie count of a Happy Meal by 100. Couple of baseball notes. Long game and a long streak. First, in Atlanta, the Braves outlasted the surprising Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3 in 19 innings, a game that lasted 6 hours 39 minutes. Pirates, by the way, just a game out of first place in the National League Central Division. They haven't had a winning season since the early 90s. At Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York, Yankees beat the Seattle Mariners 4-1. It was the Mariners' 17th straight loss. Their manager, Eric Wedge, is staying positive.
The dugout's been good.
Sure, they've been very good in the dugout, just not very good on the field. And finally, the absolutely chilling account of what it was like to be attacked by a bear happened this past weekend in Alaska. 7 teenagers who belonged to the National Outdoor Leadership School had been in the wilderness about a month. One of the teens, Victor Martin of Richmond, Virginia, says the bear came out of nowhere.
Eventually running only, helped me for a little while before I got bit in the leg by the bear. I turned around and I kicked the bear up in his face as hard as I could to try to get away.
Victor says the group pitched a tent and took the two most severely injured teens inside that tent to administer first aid. Simeon Melman of Long Island, New York, says he and others relied on survival skills they learned to get through this.
You're watching your buddies go through some really serious trauma, and then the only thing that you can do is try and fix it any way you can.
All of those injured in the attack are expected to fully recover. Incredible story. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Shut up.